We're going to talk finally now to our London correspondent, Sean Whelan. Today is dubbed Super Thursday in the UK, with voters going to the polls for a set of elections, Sean, that could shake up British politics. Will you set the scene for us in England, Scotland and Wales?
Certainly will. Well, I'm talking to you from Edinburgh, where the most important election is going on in Scotland. Polls have been open for almost 2 hours now. The Scottish Parliament, 129 seats in play here. As we know, Scottish National Party pitching for this majority, 65 seats, the important number there, to give them what they regard as the moral right to hold another referendum on independence. We've also got the Welsh Senate in play, 60 seats there. The Labour Party, just shy of a majority last time, one seat short, minority government there. They will probably hang on and continue as the party of government there, possibly in an alliance of some sort with Plaid Cymru against the Conservative Party. Then you've got a bunch of local elections going on in England. A lot of them were held over from last year because of the COVID pandemic. They've all been lumped in together in this year, and that's why they're calling it Super Tuesday, because you've got something like 46 or 48 million people who are eligible to vote in elections somewhere in England, Scotland and Wales. Northern Ireland, no elections until next year. And also the COVID pandemic is going to have an effect on the timing of the results, because you can't cram as many counters into the counting centres, so it's going to drag out the results process. But certainly the COVID pandemic and Brexit are the key background factors against which this election is taking place, and it'll be a judgment, the first judgment, on the politicians of the country.
And briefly, if you can, Sean, looking south from where you are in Edinburgh, HMS Severn is on the front of the London Times, one of two armed patrol vessels heading for the Channel Islands. What's going on?
Well, the cynics would say, isn't it great to stoke up a bit of Brexit patriotism? You send out the gunboats. There is an issue there to do with fishing licenses around Jersey on the Channel Islands to the French. There has been a dispute over concerning something like 17 vessels. The French have reacted very strongly to these vessels being blockaded, as they would see it, from Jersey waters as a result of the Brexit fisheries agreement, the post-Brexit fisheries agreement. The French fishermen have mounted a protest. About 80 vessels have sailed into Saint-Hélier Harbour and then withdrawn from it this morning. But the British government had sent two gunboats along to keep an eye on proceedings, because one of the French ministers, the Minister for the Sea, had threatened to cut off electricity if this isn't sorted out. So they both governments are trying to talk it all down. And so far, it seems to be a peaceful process.
All right.
But it is an indication of how tense things are.
Sean Whelan in Edinburgh today. Thank you very much.